This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place. And with me again this week is Steve Wrench, who is a martial artist and doctor of oriental medicine. And welcome back to our show, Steve.
Thank you, Dave. Great to be here.
We were talking a little bit about personal protection last week, and I want to continue that discussion. And we were talking about what to do if you encounter somebody on the street and you're picking up some bad vibrations. You talked a little bit about attitude. But what actually should one do as you pass that person?
If you're walking down the street, David, and you get a certain we all give off an energy. It can be a passive-aggressive energy. It can be assertive. It can be a combative energy. If you're passing a person, say, on the sidewalk, and you get a real uncomfortable read, we're talking about eye contact now. Well, there's no eye contact at all is not the answer. You need to glance at the person and then look away. Let them know that you saw them and you can identify them. A lot of times, especially with guys, we like to eyeball somebody back. If they're staring at us, we'll kind of lock eyes with them, which really is an invasive stare, and it's confrontational. It usually ends up in a bad situation. The other type of eye contact is no eye contact whatsoever. A lot of times women will do that. They just won't look at the guy. But now they really don't know anything about the person. So it's good to let people know. You just give them a quick glance, and then you look away.
Let's talk a little bit about auto safety. We spend a lot of time in our cars driving from point A to point B. Give us some tips about how not to get into a carjacking situation or what to do if you get in trouble.
Okay, well, years ago I wrote an article for a magazine. It was called The Automobile, Fortress or Prison. If you're in your vehicle and there's a person outside and they're gesturing for you to roll your window down, for example, if you want to talk to this person, you feel it's necessary that you do so, crack your window a quarter inch. You can hear them better, or don't crack it at all. Usually if they speak up, you can hear them through the glass. But the old idea of rolling your window down is not a good idea anymore. So crack your window a quarter inch and ask them what they need. Also, there's a common practice in a lot of major metropolitan areas where when one pulls up to a stoplight, there's a car in front of you at the light, then you pull up, second car in line, and a third car will pull up directly behind you and get on your bumper and sometimes even tap your bumper. What they want to do is pin you in between the two cars. So a good example here would be leave about a half a car length so that you can maneuver out and around the car in front if you had to, even if you had to run the light.
So if you're trapped in that situation, if you're too close to the car in front of you and back of you, you have no choice but to stay there.
You're completely hemmed
even
in.
If you see the guy coming at you, what are you going to do?
Exactly. And if somebody wants in your car, it's easy to break a windshield. There's particularly a lot of people get out with a spike or a hammer and they just pop it and they're in. So another thing is when you're approaching your vehicle, like a woman in a shopping center or a mall or a parking lot, so you can't see around corners, but you can think around corners. So if you're approaching your vehicle, it's a good idea to look around the car even from a distance. If you see someone near your car and you have a bad feeling, you know, you need to trust your intuition, and women generally have a greater sense of that than men do. We don't listen to ours if we have it. So a good idea is look. Sometimes I've even bent down and looked under the car to see if I see a pair of legs on the other side of that vehicle. When you raise your trunk or you're putting, say, groceries in your trunk, you have a big blind side now. So it's just a good idea to kind of elevate your level of awareness when you're approaching your own vehicle. Also, before you get in, look in the back seat.
If you have one of those automatic door locks on your keychain, a lot of them will, if you unlock the car, will turn on the interior light as well, and that's a good idea.
Great idea.
As you're approaching the car to do that.
Some of those also have an alarm button, too. It'll sound your horn and things, so it's a good idea to know if you have that and keep your thumb on it.
Right. The panic button, that's
exactly.
True.
Exactly.
Most of us look at it as a nuisance. We accidentally trigger it, but it can also be a lifesaver as well.
That's right.
And the last thing you want is for somebody to get in that car with you.
Now you're in a prison. That's what we were talking about earlier.
Right. So there's some good tips for you if you're out in the car to keep in mind. Talk a little bit about personal weapons, things that you might use to defend yourself as a last resort. You know, you don't have a gun or a Uzi or anything like that on you.
Well, oftentimes when people say, we talk about personal protection and safety, people say, well, I've got a gun. And that's great. You know, I think that's a... that's your right if you take the class and get your carry permit, and a lot of states offer that. It's a great thing. Question is, do you carry it all the time? Is it in your car and you're not in your car? Are you in your car and your weapon's at home? So improvisational weapons would be walk with a pen in your hand, a pair of keys between your fingers, a rolled-up magazine or newspaper, an umbrella.
And we'll touch on this some more next week, but in the meantime, give people a phone number if they want to get in touch with you.
Okay, at Blue Ridge Martial Arts Academy and the Healing Center in Bakersville, 688-5969.
I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.